Today we celebrate the feast of St. John Bosco. He is one of those of a very numerous group of saints who lived in the 19th century in the northern Piedmontese city of Torino, in Italy. And for whatever reason, God raised up a lot of saints there at that time. And it's interesting because that was the capital of the Savoy king, who ruled parts of Italy before the destruction of the papal states in 1870. So, the king of Savoy, there in the seat of Masons, which they were, who eventually took away that which was the Pope's from him, including the Quirinal Palace, which was the residence of Blessed Pius IX, and which now the presidential residence, but it's a stolen residence. It doesn't belong to them. There, God placed these saints. In the midst of this evil, he placed these saints. And among them, of course, St. John Bosco, St. Joseph Cafasso, St. Joseph Cotolengo, St. Maria Mazzarella, and many other saints who lived in that city, St. Michael Rua, Michele Rua. And there it was that he lived in a little village outside of Turin, and when he was little yet, his father died, and he and his mother, Margherita, who is now Venerable Margherita, and their dog, who cannot be canonized, though some people would like that, they lived there in poverty but in decency. When he was a little bit older, the parish priest, who is always supposed to be taking care of the children of the parish, he saw that he had a vocation, and he got him to enter into the seminary, paying for some of his expenses, because they were not free. Even today, they're not free. Each seminarian is supposed to pay for his own school and his room and board. It is not given. It is not free. And this is a good thing, because that way we would not have people who would enter the seminary just so that they could have a cushy life. No, that is not the case. He was ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Turin, and there was, and he saw, the great poverty that there was, and especially all the boys that were roaming around the city, getting into trouble, and so he decided to start teaching them himself, and as such, with the help of our Lord and Our Lady, who appeared to him under the title of Our Lady, Help of Christians, he started the Salesian Order in honor of St. Francis de Sales, whose feast we just celebrated. And of course, like St. Francis de Sales, St. John Bosco wrote many, many booklets and to teach the faith in a simple manner to the people of Turin and the surrounding areas. Eventually, with St. Maria Mazzarella, he began the daughters, the Salesian daughters of St. John Bosco, and also Our Lady Help of All Christians. And so he lived his whole life, many great things, many miracles, many wonders, which you can find out for yourself. His life is most interesting. And then he died in 1888 in the odor of sanctity and grace. Pope Pius XI of happy memory was to canonize him in the 20th century. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.